Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. Opponents of the recent pension reforms have been determined to have their voices heard. On this latest May the 8th public holiday, several thousand demonstrators gathered yesterday afternoon in Lyon and banged on saucepans at the same time as President Macron was visiting Montluc prison, a former Nazi internment centre, for a tribute to Jean Moulin. This demonstration took place despite having been banned by the préfecture. However, another protest was authorised, a demonstration by ultra-right activists on Saturday in the capital. The Paris police chief defends himself for having allowed it to go ahead. Laurent Nunez stated that it was impossible to ban it because it did not represent a risk to public order. The decision was strongly criticised by the left. One of the government's key objectives to restoring public finances is to fight against tax evasion, and a new plan to this effect will be unveiled today by Gabriel Attal. The Minister for Public Accounts has already discussed the outline of this plan in an interview with the newspaper Le Monde and announced in particular a 25% increase in tax audits on the largest estates. At the request of the Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, there are now plans to integrate people who are HIV positive into the army. This is now a real possibility, said the Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu, yesterday. Until this point, the medical criteria for joining the army did not allow people infected with HIV to access military professions. Volodymyr Zelensky has assured that it will happen and Russia will be defeated in the same way as the Nazis. The strong words of the Ukrainian president were issued yesterday on May the 8th, a symbolic day to celebrate the end of the Second World War. Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to deliver a speech today, on the day which commemorates the victory of the USSR over Nazi Germany. And finally, in football news, the partnership between Antoine Comboiré and FC Nantes is over. The club, which is currently 17th in the league, will separate from the coach after 11 games without a win. The coach of the under-19s team, Pierre Aristouille, will act as interim until the end of the season. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.